This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Waves of explosives-laden suicide drones have struck Ukraine's capital, setting buildings ablaze and tearing a hole in one of them. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Firefighters use cutting equipment to clear debris and water hoses to put out a smoldering building. Waves of explosive-laden suicide drones had struck Ukraine's capital late Sunday night, the blasts echoing across the city, setting buildings ablaze and sending people rushing to shelters. Exactly how many drones nosedived into the capital isn't immediately clear. Drones used in the attack appear to include Iranian-made Shaheds, while previous Russian airstrikes on Kyiv were mostly with missiles. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In a televised address to the nation Monday night, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Moscow was resorting to the drones because it was losing the war. Zelensky, citing Ukrainian intelligence services, alleges Russia ordered 2,400 drones from Iran. Iran has previously denied providing Russia with weapons, although its Revolutionary Guard chief has boasted of providing arms to the world's top powers without elaborating. A Russian warplane has crashed into a residential area in a Russian city on the Sea of Azov after suffering engine failure, leaving at least four people dead, three of whom died when they jumped from upper floors of a nine-story apartment building to escape a massive blaze. It came down in a port city after one of the engines caught fire during takeoff for a training mission. The Russian Defense Ministry said both crew members bailed out safely, but the plane crashed into a residential area. This is VOA News. The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres is calling for an international armed action to reopen a port in Haiti that has been shut down by conflict so the aid groups can respond to humanitarian crisis plunging the nation. VOA's Jeff Custer has more.
UN Secretary General Guterres made the call Monday as Haiti is facing a number of humanitarian crises, including a cholera outbreak with more than 560 suspected cases, 300 hospitalizations, and at least 35 deaths reported. On top of that, the World Food Program last week said Haiti is facing a humanitarian catastrophe in terms of food insecurity. Exacerbating the situation is a powerful armed gang that has shut down the main port in the capital, Port-au-Prince, preventing humanitarian aid to get in. Guterres says it's time for an armed response.
We need an armed action to release the port and to allow for a humanitarian corridor to be established. I'm talking of something to be done in support of the Haitian police, and I'm talking of something to be done based on strict humanitarian criteria.
Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ethiopian government forces and their allies on Monday captured Shirey, one of the biggest cities in the northern region of Tigray, from regional forces they've been battling on and off since late 2020, two diplomatic and humanitarian sources said. The violence in Tigray, which has spilled over into neighboring regions and drawn in the Eritrean military, has killed thousands of civilians, uprooted millions, and left hundreds of thousands now facing possible famine. Shirey is about 140 kilometers northwest of Tigray's capital, Mekele. A group of Ugandan activists has launched a legal challenge to controversial new legislation criminalizing some internet activity in the East African country. Their petition to the Constitutional Court argues the description of computer-related crimes in the bill enacted last week violates the right to freedom of expression and criminalized some digital work, including investigative journalism. Recapping our top story, waves of explosives-laden suicide drones have struck Ukraine's capital, setting buildings ablaze and tearing a hole in one of them. The attack Monday sent people scurrying for shelter and came a week after Russia unleashed its most widespread attacks against the country in months. Authorities say at least four people died. One drone struck a residential building. Energy facilities were also hit by drones, which appeared to include Iranian-made drones. Find more on our website, voanews.com, or follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.